Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoicing that the promise can be fulfilled for them, Lord.
So today we too stand ready for the coming time you are bringing, Lord, and we exult in our expectations of the future. We rejoice in the expectations of the time when you will give your spirit to us and to all those who answer your call and become your helpers. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Yes, he's in the chat. Okay. All right. Okay. So. Let's take some telephone calls. Okay. I got some telephone call members already called in. We got a 111 number. Let me check and see who that is. Hello, 111.
I don't know what you're going to say, but they're doing it. They're going back to ERS when I was on Talk Real Solutions. Okay. And I said it's no good for anyone to call anybody a nigger. So what they did was they're using a downloaded software, which is called Software Recognition Device. You can download it or buy it. What they do is they do the same thing the corporate media does, which I try to explain on my radio show, is what they do is they edit my voice, they take the word nigger, and then they put it with other words that I say and make it sound like it's my voice, and that's what they're doing,
right.
Okay?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Am I correct or not?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know who that was. Okay, so... Oh, we got 336, which is Joseph Gibson. I'm going to bring him on. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? No, I'm not talking about you, Clay Douglas. I'm talking about the last caller that just called in using my voice. That's the video that they posted up on YouTube. But anyway, the show is not about me. But apparently this troll was going around YouTube. He was on another show last night, and the username is In Memory of Pastor Ken. It's one of Tony Talk's trolls, one of those people. And I'm glad other blog talk show hosts are just saying, get lost, you know. So don't entertain that God's Rainbow Ministries. But as far as your podcast goes, as we can see, I predicted this on your show many times, the New World Order is marching full steam ahead. They're going to red flag you. That means whatever you say on social media, that you what they're going to do is it's going to be a nationalist law, a federal government law. All states are going to comply because the federal government is going to give the Federal Reserve is going to give all states money, and we know money is the root of all evil. To do this, and someone actually sent me a Twitter message saying, tell me where it says in the Patriot Act that all United States citizens are enemy combatants. I showed him that. This is a long time in the making, the New World Order. It's a big idea, like George Bush said, and now the New World Order is marching full steam ahead, and in order to achieve their goals, they need to disarm the American public by turning us against each other, and we saw that with the recent shootings, and you see they're talking about the El Paso shooting more than anything, but they didn't talk about the other shooting in Chicago the same day, did they? And by the way, there were 52 other shootings in American cities. There were 3 in Baltimore today. Let's see, there were 5 in Los Angeles, South Central Los Angeles. There were 2 in Las Vegas. I got the whole list here, by the way. But they don't talk about that. So the corporate media, what they're doing is they're the mouthpiece for the New World Order, the prostitutes with their 40 pounds of makeup on and their perfectly combed hair. And they read from a teleprompter. They're not real talking points. They're not really commenting on anything. They read from a teleprompter, and the producers tell them what to read. And the same producers and the same executives own CNN and Fox News, okay, and other syndicated FM radio shows out there around the country. And this is a big plan. It's a big idea. And they're brainwashing the people to believe something, and now they're going to red flag you. And I talked about this about 12 years ago, the red list, the blue list, and the black list, okay? And
people say you're crazy. Joe, we got the Blog Talk moderator here, okay? And he wants to come on the line. Okay.
Yeah, he's not really the blog talk moderator. That's just a username he's been able to pick out. But Blog Talk is listening, but he's not really the Blog Talk moderator. But if he wants to come on the line, that's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna bring him back on. Okay, see what he has to say. Blog Talk moderator, you're on.
Listen, you better stop calling me.
You say that's a troll. That's a troll.
No, that's you, Mr. Gibson. That is
no,
you
that's
saying.
You. No, that's you.
You troll. Yeah.
And you call my cell phone. Look, the FBI already has your number, pal. The FBI already has your number. You're going to be sitting in a concrete box real soon.
FBI didn't have my number, but you're still a racist, dude.
I don't care what you say. And Donald Trump is a racist. Everybody's a racist. I know. Everybody's a racist.
So he can hear what he's saying.
No, we don't want to listen to edited recordings.
Hear what I got to say live
on the radio show. Okay? Hear what I got to say live.
Hey, Gibson, you're a racist.
That's
you
fine.
You have hate in your.
Wow, you're hurting me. You know what? I don't know how I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
You need to go to the gym or something?
Well, when you're in a FEMA camp, getting a microchip stuck up your rear end or your forehead or right hand, you can say Joseph Gibson was right. Or you'll be in a prison cell first.
No one's going to say Joseph Gibson is right because everything you say is strictly opinion.
Obviously, I'm very important to you.
You have zero facts. You have no facts.
I have
how
no
do you
facts.
Like crossover? I'll keep on going. You have zero facts, Gibson.
Uh-huh.
Zero facts. Shut
and
the fuck up.
And what facts do you have? What facts do you
I
have?
I have a fact. You're a fucking racist. You're a piece of shit.
That's
and
nice
show
language.
Your language.
That's good language.
Your language.
That's good language.
Sorry,
Ken. That's good language.
You shouldn't be using the word. I'm sorry about that, Ken.
Well, you see, these are one of Tony Talk's trolls, one of Tone's, Mr. Richard Sanchez's, Mr. Sanchez's trolls.
Every time, like you do everybody else. You don't like it, huh?
What do I like? I don't like ignorant people like you.
I
don't like Satan. I don't like Satan. And you're an antichrist. You're an antichrist. That's what you are.
I'm an antichrist. I'm your antichrist. I'm here to screw you up, bud. I'm here to expose
you. Wait a second. You just said you were an antichrist. You just said that. Yeah, you did.
You
see?
Say, bro?
You're not very smart or intelligent.
I would meet you at Gold's Gym, but I'm too worried I'd kick your freaking skull in.
You're not going to meet anybody anywhere because none of you ever show up. I'm there 8:30 in the morning on Battleground Avenue, okay, Bradfield Shopping Mall. You got my cell phone number. Arrange it, and we'll see if you show up. You're not going to meet anybody anywhere because it'll all be on video when I whoop your rear end, okay? So knock it off.
Shut up. Hey, wait a minute. We've got
some more callers. Okay, hold on a second. Let me bring on some callers there. Okay? 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, private number.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Mr. Hello. Same guy who created the video on YouTube.
No, I was the guy who created the video on YouTube.
Oh,
buddy.
Thank you for admitting that. Thank you. Now we got you. Now I got you. Now we got you.
Now you got me. May I say a verse of the Bible?
Sure. tricked them, didn't I, God's Rainbow Ministries? Tricked them. I goaded them into admitting it. So that's the guy who put the video up on YouTube, and Blog Talk is listening, and they have your phone number, sir.
First off, shut up. I'm offering
you
guys
to put
the Craigslist ads up. Shut up.
Okay, hold on. Give Kent a chance to say his verse.
You know, when it comes to Joey, it reminds me of Luke 23:34. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And poor Joey is grasping at straws, accusing everyone of this and that. And he uses that language and the N-word.
Yep, the N-word.
And he disrespects me when I'm trying to clarify a Bible verse and a godly show. That is not Abba.
Just out of curiosity, how did that supposedly video or...
I received questions.
Or taping of supposedly Joe saying the N-word, how did that supposedly come about?
That came about when Sven called.
Well, the video said, can I answer that question?
Shut up, Joe.
Who are you asking that question to, God's Rainbow Ministry? I believe I went over this on my radio show the other night.
Can you meet this pole smoker? Please mute the pole smoker.
I can't mute anybody right now. Blog Talk's not letting me mute anybody.
That's right. I forgot. Hey, I'll tell you how it happened, Ken. If Joe shuts up, if he doesn't, I'll have to start over and tell him to shut up again. So I'll go. All right. The guy Sven sent me this email with these clips of these prank calls when he called Joe. He was dropping the N-bomb. Nothing is doctored. Everything is original clip. That's where it came
from. Really? Okay, that's where it comes from. No.
Nothing's
all right,
doctored.
Now,
there's
can I answer that question?
I'm still talking, bro. Shut up.
No, you know what you are? You're just
shut
a little
up,
bitch.
Up,
that's what
up,
you are.
Up,
and you know what? You're going to be in prison real soon. You just don't know it yet. Just like Tony Talk. Okay? All right? You're going to be in prison, pal. All right?
Oh, Tony Talk's going to prison, so you're threatening Tony, too? I wouldn't do that. You're going to have more trolls on your ass than Kingdom
Come.
Well,
so now you're threatening me? So you're threatening me on God's Rainbow Ministries? Is that what you're doing?
Not threatening you. I'm promising you that's probably going to happen.
No, you don't promise me nothing. Listen. I've already gotten anonymous tips about people like you. The FBI is, when you threaten God's Rainbow Ministries was on my radio show, and he heard you.
Because you have nothing logical to say, bud.
You see, they won't let me speak at all.
Come
but
on,
God's Rainbow Ministries, you remember when you were on my show?
Let Joe speak.
He won't let me speak. He won't let me speak because the truth is like a sword. Okay?
Right now. I'm going
to
talk.
The fact of the matter is.
I like to hear myself talk.
I know you, and you could talk to yourself when you're in a single cell in the Guilford County Jail. You could talk to the wall. You'll have 23 hours a day to talk to yourself.
Throw a pair, Joey.
Hey, look,
pal. Broncos tickets are going on sale, and so are the Cowboys tickets, Eagles tickets.
Yep.
And they're all going to be.
Look at these people. These people, they think they upset me calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're so stupid. You know, they really are. And it's all being logged, and you just don't understand it. You just don't get it, do you? There's already been a couple of you trolls have already been contacted. That's where, in memory of Pastor Ken, where are you tonight, I wonder? You know,
I'm here. I'm trying to mute and things, but For some reason, the Blog Talk won't let me. Once I bring somebody on, it won't let me mute them. Okay?
Because Blog Talk is listening.
Well,
Blog Talk is listening.
Forgive you, Joey.
If I'm able to speak, if I'm able to speak.
Every time you call Blog Talk, they don't answer the phone. You get an automated robot. Shut up, Joey. Shut up, Joey. Again.
No, actually, you're wrong. Actually, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Because you're a fucking pathological liar, dude. And there's nothing.
You're absolutely wrong.
You have a lying disorder, dude. You lie.
You're absolutely wrong.
What
you are? Listen. Area code 210.
What you are?
Area code 210. You're calling in from a private number, but your area code is 210.
Yeah. Okay. Private number. Yeah. Keep it private, buddy.
Look, your area code is 210. You're not. All right. You're not a private number. I know where you're calling from. And your area code 916.
Come on, Joey. Spill the beans. Spill the fucking beans. Please tell me where I fucking live. Because you won't. Because, Blog Talk says, I can't do that legally. You know what? You're a guest on the show.
Actually, according to the term, you can't read. You can't read because you dropped out in the fourth grade because you're living with your grandmother in the basement. Okay? You can't read. That's your problem.
Dude. You should have.
You don't know how to read. You don't know how to read. That's your problem. But if you read the terms and agreement and policy of Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on a minute. Okay, hold on a minute. Yes.
May I say another verse?
Please, Kent.
Yeah, you can say another verse.
I will say three short verses. Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. Proverbs 19:9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish.
Why do you call into my radio show if I bring out lies?
A lying tongue.
Look, child molester, you're a registered sex offender, number one. You're a registered sex offender. You're a registered sex offender. Okay. All right. You want to be a white man for some reason. I don't know why you're not black and proud, but you're a wannabe white man.
Bible verses.
Okay.
And Kenny.
You're a punk.
Are you letting Joey spew hatred and lies?
I'm not letting Joey spew. I can't mute people, and I can't do anything. I can't even X anybody out. Blog Talk is not letting me. Okay, I don't know what's going on here.
They're not. Okay. They're not going to because they're listening. Because what they're doing is they're recording everybody. They're listening to this. And the fake Clay Douglas and the fake hello.
Do I have to put your head?
So you take the Lord's word in vain on a religious show? You take the Lord's word. You know. Yeah. God's rainbow man. The proof is through my words. Simple as that. Have I ever spoken in vain on your show? Have I?
No, you never have, Joe. No, you never have.
Leviticus 19:11. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another.
Lie. Amen, Kent.
Yeah. Amen, Kent. You're the same person. You know, you're the same person. You don't, you know.
58:3.
We know
the
you're
wicked
lying.
Are estranged from the womb. They go straight from birth, speaking lies.
I'm not speaking lies. What you do is you roll around, and you're one of Tony Talk's trolls. You're one of Tony Talk's trolls.
Does not
lie. Did you not notice Tony Talk did not do a show this week?
He did a show, but he ended it suddenly about halfway through.
Yes, he did. You're absolutely correct. He couldn't complete his show because Blog Talk shut him down. That's correct. Okay.
No,
I don't know if Blog Talk shut him down or not. Okay? I really got upset.
You're raging right now because you know I'm on the other line, and I'll bash your fucking brain in, bud.
Hey, what?
Now that's a threat. That's a threat.
What language?
Hey, $5,000 and I'll take that video down, bud.
So now you're trying to extort me. That's another crime. You see, this is a crime, God's Rainbow Ministries, and I understand you're saying you can't mute anybody, but that could be because of Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. I don't know what you're seeing in your studio screen. However, the fact of the matter is they're committing crimes right now on your show. That's what they're doing. And you have to report it. Threatening people with bodily harm is a crime. You know,
yes,
I mean, look
is.
What's going on in your corporate news media right now. What are they telling everybody? See something,
well,
say something. Right?
Yeah. I found out that shooting in Chicago was over a basketball game.
I agree with you. You're absolutely correct. And that was my point, God's Rainbow Ministry. God's Rainbow Ministries, I was trying to productively add something positive to your show, and then obviously you took callers, you're the host, and what they did was they flipped the script and they turned it into all about Joseph Gibson, and that's not what it was about. I wanted to talk about God and the New World Order tonight. You know, and the thing of it,
972-36. Give the guy a call. He'll give you a good time.
See that? Now he's promoting my phone. Look, what he's doing, he's saying my phone number in front of everybody. And the thing of it is, look, every single time you guys call, I write it down on a log sheet. You need to understand. You just don't get it. You're going to be arrested.
You can't see my number, buddy.
You're going to be arrested.
You can spoof your caller ID all you want. You have no technology, Joe. Shut up.
I don't need to. The FBI has all of it for me.
Because you threatened, you know what I did?
You know what I did? I outsmarted you. I reeled you in like the movie Jaws. Okay? I reeled you in. And then what you did is you committed the ultimate crime by threatening to kill people on my show. That was a beautiful thing.
Hey, watch your language. Okay? I can't mute you.
Amen to that.
I gotta tell you, watch your language, please. This is a godly radio program. Let's bring him back to God. Okay?
Amen.
Let Joe talk his message
that he had to bring tonight about God.
Okay?
And then if you got any questions,
Blog Talk Moderator or Kent, okay? I got another person who wants to come on. He just pressed the one key. Let me bring him on. 304, you're on. May I ask who's calling?
Hi, Pastor Kent. This is Mike from West Virginia. I'll be here from FEMA region.
No, he's not from West Virginia. No, he's not.
Hey, Joey, shut up. Let the guy talk. What the hell's wrong
with
you?
Let him speak, Joey, or I will roundhouse
you.
Shut up, hello.
Shut up, because you're going to be in jail pretty soon. You just don't know it yet.
I will do the rich hand on you.
You're going to be in jail. Let the guy from West Virginia talk. Shut your fucking poll.
He's not from
please.
West Virginia. That's a lie.
Hey, Joe, there's a poll. Go smoke it.
I got to give you credit. You work really hard trying to attack me. You really do. But I'm not going to have a stroke. You don't upset me.
Joey.
I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by.
Let Michael speak.
Be quiet, Joey.
Okay, I brought him on. Let Michael speak now. Okay, hold on. Don't cut people off. Michael.
All right, God's Rainbow.
Doing?
I'll respect your wishes, God's Rainbow Ministries, because you're the host of the show. I'll respect your wishes.
Okay. Michael, how
are
you doing?
You lying to us.
I'm okay, Pastor Kent, but I want to make a confession. I know I usually do this privately with the pastor, but I want to do it publicly if I can. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Pastor Kent, I've been working with Joe Gibson. If he's been feeding me numbers. I work at the Federal Reserve here in West Virginia.
Okay.
He's been passing me your phone numbers. And I just want to say publicly that it's all a fraud, and I've been participating in it with Joseph Gibson.
His number is 312-919-7236. Give him a call for a good time.
Give me a call. Just keep right on calling. I advise you. I'm telling you not to, so I'm warning you right now on Blog Talk Radio not to call my private number.
Insurance companies that call you
I'm
right
warning
away.
You not to do
you're
that.
I'm going to sign you up for a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
going to
sign you up for car dealerships, too.
I'm warning you not to do that.
Hey, listen, if Joe wants his private number to go out, let him give it out. Okay, Blog Talk moderator, don't give out his number. Okay. I mean, you wouldn't want nobody to give out your number. I mean, I don't have it. It's a 111, so I can't give out 11, but 111111111.
Well, he's 916 God's Rainbow Ministries. But if you want me to give you his number, I will. And 210, actually 210 also. So
you're wrong.
Well, that's because you spoof it. You spoof
again,
it. It actually belongs. Listen, it actually belongs to Greenville, North Carolina.
Smoke a pole.
Oh Lord, you won't let me finish. I'm trying to expose your personal information. You won't let me.
Do not take the Lord.
Shall I give your mother's full name on this radio show? Shall I give your grandmother that you live with?
Oh,
I mean,
my mother. Oh, my mother doesn't live with me, man.
No, you live with your grandmother. Your mother kicked you out.
Yeah. You know a lot about me, Joe. That must be that toll.
Your mother kicked you out because she caught you doing fellatio with your pillow. Okay?
Well,
shame on you.
Doing it for fucking bracelet,
buddy. Oh, my God.
These people are so stupid. I can get them every time, you know?
Well, wait a minute. We got another caller. I don't know how this is going. I've never been this busy in my life. Let's see who this is. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
Another private caller.
Another
one. Same caller, Kenny. Same caller.
How you doing, Don?
How you doing? I'm good, brother. How you doing? This is the greatest show ever, man. This show's hilarious.
Well, I'm glad you think so, but I don't really think it's hilarious. Okay, I'm trying to keep it under control here. Okay?
Amen, brother.
You know, We gotta
control.
Fuck
you.
Okay.
Oh. You see, that's foul language. God's Rainbow Ministries. You asked these trolls not to control their tongue, and they can't. Satan goes crazy. The devil's children are insane. The devil's children are insane, God's Rainbow Ministries. Remember that. They can't control their tongue.
Oh, man, shut the fuck up.
Okay, well, please watch all cussing, okay?
And God's Rainbow Ministries, have you once heard me use foul language or criticize you or do anything like that? Have you ever?
No, I have not, what? Joe, okay? I've got to admit that. You have never used foul language. You have never criticized me. Nor have I.
Wait a minute, Kenneth. Wait. Kenneth, on the last show, when he argued with Farrar, he said the A word, a hole. I heard it. So he had
to. I don't remember.
He just said that one word. He did say a hole. That's right. I forgot
well,
about that.
An ass, an ass is in the Bible, actually. A jackass is in the Bible. So that's not
right.
Really
what you said. You said a-hole.
Well, it doesn't mean, well, are you a whole ass or a jackass? I don't know. You know, I don't know what you are. Yeah. Can we get back to the Bible, please? Rainbow Ministry, you got Satan attacking your show. You got the Antichrist.
You don't even know his name, dude. We've known Ken for years. You're barking up the wrong tree.
So what are you trying to say?
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Okay, stop. Let Joe talk about the Bible, about what he was talking about. Come on.
Let's talk about the New World Order, God's Rainbow Ministries, Daniel 7:23. Let's
the New World Order, dude. Well, you're an asshole. That's what you are. That's for obvious.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're a liar.
You're cussing on the radio. Okay?
Kenneth, stop using
Jesus,
that profane language.
Jesus Christ said in John 14:16, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Simple as that. Okay? I know that we're convicting you of your hate right now and your evil wickedness. I understand that. And we talk about the New World Order. And Daniel 7:23 said, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it into pieces. And we see what's happening here in America. It's being broken up into pieces. And you see, Satan can't take it, guys. Rainbow Ministries, they can't take it. The Antichrist can't take it. They just can't take biblical. I will destroy you with the word of God. Simple as that. I don't need to call you names. You know, you want. You know, there's no reason to. Because.
Okay.
Well, in Revelation, it says it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given over him and all kindreds and tongues and nations. So, you know, you just don't understand. You have no God in your heart. That's your problem.
Fuck you. Yeah. Okay, listen. Please mute your background noise. Okay, let Joe talk about the New World Order. Okay? People need to hear this.
Oh, come on. Hey,
no, they don't want to hear that, God's Rainbow Ministries, just like the liberals out there and just like what's happening in our country today. They think it's funny. They think it's one big joke.
My fucking dick, you fucking
ass. Isn't that nice? That's real nice. The problem is you don't have one. That's the problem, and you wish you had one. And you see your foot. You know what you people remind me of? You remind me of someone drowning in a swimming pool, punching up at the air. Drowning.
Okay? You're nobody, you lying piece of fucking garbage.
Hey, watch your language. Gosh, please.
Kenny, that's you talking, brother.
That's not me.
You fucking asswipe.
Hey, stop playing the game of me.
That is Kenny.
Well, like the Lord said in John 15:18. John 15:18, if the world hate you, yea, know that it hated me before it hated you.
Hello.
You can say that when you're sitting in a concrete box. You can talk to the bricks. You can count all the bricks. Okay? Yeah. It's funny. I know. It's very funny. But don't cry when you're walking Guilford County Jail.
Okay?
Don't cry. Yeah. None of you are in the chat room right now because you know I'm calling your usernames.
Joey,
real funny. But the problem is, none of you all know who I am. All of you know who I am, but you don't have enough gas money to get to North Carolina. You don't have enough gas have money to give to North Carolina. Yeah, that's fine.
A Browns fan is a shit stain.
You don't have to get them.
They don't have enough gas money. They don't have enough gas money to get to North Carolina. You know? They probably don't even have a driver's license.
I have erectile dysfunction due to
okay. You know, you guys are having a good time because I can't mute anybody. Okay? You know, okay.
And this is what they do at night. God's Rainbow Ministries. They stay awake all night long. You know, and they troll around blind.
Hello, Joey.
Listen to this guy. Hello. You know, and look, listen. I got no hate for you whatsoever. Okay, I got no hate for you whatsoever. I will pray for you. I will pray for you.
Let Joe talk. He's trying to tell you that he has no hate for you guys.
I will fuck you up.
I have my dick for his wife, okay?
The devil has no place on this show.
I will fuck you up. Okay?
You will. And what does exactly that mean?
Stop playing recordings.
Yeah, exactly. That's all they can do.
Okay.
That's all they can do. They should be ashamed of themselves. They should really be ashamed of them. They need to wake up in the afternoon because you know they're awake all day. They have no boyfriend or girlfriend. So they're obviously losers. That's why they're, Hey, guys, you guys want to create a better recording? Call me back after the show. I'll give you a best recording you can.
Is your wife on the phone? Good old Bridget?
Yep, there you go. Now you're talking real stupid. You don't even know who she is. She doesn't even live with me, you dummy.
Can I hear another sermon from Kent, please? Can we hear another sermon from Brother Kent, please?
Amen to that.
Proverbs 24:28. Be not a witness against your neighbor.
We don't have 2 days to listen to you.
Shut up!
Do not.
No, you shut up.
Shut up! I can't talk, coal smoker.
Hey!
Well, I am trying to read a Bible verse, but Joey has Satan in him. Proverbs 12:19.
I tried reading the Bible verse for
you. Will you tell Joey to shut up, please? Kenny, tell Joey to shut up.
12:19.
Everybody be quiet.
Follow
along,
Joey.
Do his Bible verse, okay? Please. What is your Bible verse in Proverbs?
Truthful lips endure forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. And this one really reminds me of Jay.
Kenny, tell him to shut up, please.
Please stop that. Proverbs
6:16-19.
There are six things that the Lord hates. Seven are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, your lying tongue.
Hey, Kenny, can you take number 321, brother?
Bible verses with Joey doing it.
Hello.
He is in God.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
hello. Hello. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
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 Hey, hello. This is Eugene. This is Eugene down here in Titusville, Florida. How you doing tonight?
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good.
Okay.
I got a question. I'm outdoors a lot down here in Florida, and I've been having a problem with these filthy chiggers. What do you recommend I do with the chiggers? How do I get rid of them?
To tell you the truth, I can't tell you on I can't give advice about chiggers because
go swim in a swamp. Go swim in a swamp with the alligators.
You gotta spray bug spray, okay? In the affected area.
Joey.
Okay. I don't know. I was enjoying the Bible reading, but somebody kept making sounds.
Hello.
Hello.
I think it's great that Kenny lets retarded people on the show, like Joey.
Is this the wrong number? Did I call the wrong
hello?
Joey, hello? Tell us a joke,
bro.
I want to laugh.
Hello.
Can Mr. Hello please shut up?
Hey, Don, I got a joke for you. Living in the times today, whatever the hell this show is, that's a big fucking joke.
It is?
Serious, godly show. That's a serious, godly show, and I've called it before. I also had a question about the crabgrass, because I sprayed and I put on the preventative, and it just keeps coming back, and I don't know if it's part of living in Florida or what.
Use Quick Pro, my friend. Use Quick Pro.
I think it's part of living in Florida.
Quick Pro Roundup. Okay. Quick Pro Roundup. Not the Roundup that gives you cancer. Use Quick Pro Roundup.
Mr. Eugene,
I saw a commercial on TV.
Are you there, pal?
The filthy lawyers are trying to sue everybody because of the cancer on the Roundup.
Now that's
a bunch
of Jews. Roundup. I just said Quick Pro. Use Quick Pro. They sell it in a box. And it's in little
Roundup packets.
Mr. Eugene.
Hey, Don, did you hear him say use Roundup? I heard him say use Roundup.
It's Quick Pro Roundup. There's two different types of Roundup. Obviously,
okay. You're
an idiot. I'm trying to answer
Eugene,
the man's question respectfully.
He's a shill for Monsanto. I wouldn't listen to him because.
Oh boy!
He's
now
in
I work. I thought I was a fake Navy SEAL. I thought I was a fake
you
Navy
are.
SEAL.
Fake.
I
that
thought I was a president of Latin King.
You're
Where,
fake
well, what am I? What am I?
You're a fraud. You're a fraud.
I thought I was a racist. I thought I was a racist.
You're
what am I?
Well, now don't knock a man.
You're all of those things, Joe.
White men need to stick together. Don't knock him. Don't knock him.
Everybody,
for being a racist.
You gotta be in
together.
Unity. First of all,
people don't understand I'm Italian. Italian is more Latin than Mexican.
No, you're
okay?
not.
Oh,
no, you're
I'm
not.
Not. I'm not Italian? Okay.
I do
well,
know.
It doesn't matter what you people say. You don't understand it. How did I become president of the Latin Kings in the book that was written about me on Amazon? How did I do that?
Right.
Huh?
I got that book.
Yeah.
I can download that book off Amazon. Amazon.com, that book.
For the team.
Yeah, how could a white guy become president of the Latin Kings? There's federal court transcripts in the book. I mean, come on, newspaper articles.
He
paid thousands of dollars for them transcripts. Thousands of dollars. Them transcripts cost him a lot of money.
And they sure did.
Yeah.
Well, you must have read the book, so you must know. They did. They cost about $1,800 to get those. They were copyrighted, and then I copyrighted them. You're absolutely correct.
I listen to your show all the time. I don't call in a lot, but I listen a lot. So I'm glad to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, sir.
All right,
yeah,
I'm going
to
hang
so
up, and God bless.
So
this is Eugene.
I'm glad
Eugene.
To have everybody
Eugene.
Else,
Eugene.
Too.
Okay.
At least you had a civilized caller there, God's Rainbow Ministries. At least Eugene is a civilized caller. I mean, I don't know about some
You're
of his questions
civilized.
Sometimes.
You're
but,
definitely not civilized. You're
see, you hate
not
it when someone agrees with me. You can't stand it because you're an antichrist, you know. So,
oh,
and God's Rainbow Ministries. And you can't stand it when God's Rainbow Ministries calls into my show, because I always give him a voice on my podcast.
I'll do you one,
can you say a prayer for me?
Bridget, a mushroom stamp?
Who needs prayer?
This is
I would say the caller's on this line tonight, God's Rainbow Ministries. I would say the caller's on this line. Eugene sounded like he was sensible, and he listens to the show. So, Eugene, I want to say thank you for the call. I appreciate that. At least he had a sensible voice and asked some questions, and at least he was respectable. I will say that.
You are telling me you're ground up, dude.
No, he said no. We didn't say that.
No, I didn't. Exactly.
Quick Pro.
Oh, yeah. It's in a cardboard box. You can go to any landscaping shop. You can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy it. It's not Roundup. It's a different type of Roundup. It's not the same Roundup that Monsanto is selling.
For that, Joey?
No cancer.
After cancer.
All right. I'm going
to
hang up, gentlemen. Thanks a lot.
Prayer.
Well, thank you, Eugene. Thank you, Eugene. All right. At least Eugene was sensible.
Yeah. Michael, you need prayer?
I wonder if you could – I gave him a confession. I wonder if you could say some prayer for me. And I know Joe didn't confess for his sins, but let's say a prayer for him too if you can.
Well, I confess to my Lord Jesus Christ because that's what the Bible tells me to do.
Why don't you confess?
Ken is a man of the church. That's fine, but I'm just saying I confess to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't confess to a man like the Roman Catholic Church tells
you. You don't have to confess to me. I'm not a priest. I'm a pastor.
Exactly.
But he did make a confession, so. He admitted it. Hey, Michael, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, okay, that you can be able to live with what you have done, okay, and you confess it, it's over with, it's done with, okay, and the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, forgives you, okay, so... Let's pray that in Jesus' name, amen. A lot of people have left your chat room,
God's Rainbow Ministries, because they saw I was trying to click on them and find out who their real usernames were.
So they jumped
out of the chat room real quick. They think it's funny. They really do. But...
Okay, stop, guys. We've got another caller just called in from area code 502. Okay, let me bring him on. Hello, 502. Who do I have?
Good evening, Mike. How are you doing today? This is Lawrence.
I couldn't get your name. What'd you say your name was?
Lawrence. My name is Lawrence. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, thank you. Just basking, enjoying this night, you know, this godly night here. How about you all?
Oh, it's great tonight. We're exposing Gibson. It doesn't get any better than that.
You're not exposing anybody. You have exposed nobody. We're trying to have a godly show here, and the problem is that you don't understand what is trying to be brought forth here on this podcast.
You're
going to be arrested very soon. You just don't understand you're going to be arrested.
Joey's getting arrested. You're lying.
You're going to be arrested very soon. You just don't understand it.
Rest your mouth or
it's going to be very funny in a few months when one of you calls back in and says, I'm very sorry.
You're fraud.
I'm going to get arrested for calling a blog talk show?
You're going to be arrested for calling in and threatening to kill people. You're the same idiot.
I didn't threaten anybody.
Yes, you did.
What the hell is going on here?
I'm
we let that guy
John
talk?
Didn't
shut
call
up,
in anywhere. But here.
Can we let
okay.
the guy from Australia talk, please?
You're not from Australia. If not, you'd have a PIN number before you called in. It's an international caller. Is that an international caller?
You can be in Australia living in the United States, you idiot.
Is he calling in from Australia or the United States, God's Rainbow Ministries? Remember, I do a radio show also, so I know what a foreign caller phone number looks like.
Everything I know is fat. You're the most opinionated
I'm the most factual foundation person there is, okay? And I'm telling you right now that I know who most of you are. We've reached, and especially that one from Greenville, North Carolina. From Greenville, North Carolina, you're going to be arrested very soon. Trust me.
I'm at the Walmart right now in the bathroom taking a shit, jerking off to your Bridget.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You can do whatever you want with your filthy, rotten mouth. But when you're
as Bridget after I come in it and she kisses you.
Listen, pal, you're going to be arrested very soon. You just don't understand.
Bring it.
You just
don't
get
it.
We just talked about my book, and people said they bought a copy of my book. Don't you know I was a secret informant for the government? Don't you know I work for the government undercover?
No one cares.
Okay?
No one cares. No one cares.
But you will. But you will care. You just don't understand it yet. You just don't understand. You will. You will. You think it's funny. You think it's funny what you're doing. And Jessica just logged in now. And Jessica, I know who Jessica is too. Tony Talk's been shut down. You won't be able to be on Tony Talk anymore. Okay? All right, whatever you say. Whatever you say. It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do. Okay?
Okay?
Hey, can we let the guy from Australia talk?
It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what I do.
Shut up, Joey.
Okay?
No, you know what you're going to do?
No, you shut up, punk.
No, you shut up, Joey.
Jessica, you're a fraud, Jessica.
Well, listen.
I didn't say Ken. I said Kent with a T.
This is a godly show, and it's been everything but, okay? All right? Come on.
He takes it up the butt. I apologize, Ken.
Come on now. Let's just all get along.
I'm getting along with you.
Okay.
Ken, let's hear the caller that called in before you.
I got 31 minutes left of this program. Let's try to
get
the rest of it
godly. I already know what you're going to say. Is what they're doing is they're going back to TRS when I was on Talk Real Solutions, okay? And I said it's no good for anyone to call anybody a nigger. So what they did was they're using a downloaded software, which is software recognition device. You
this
can download
or
buy it. What
this
what they
YouTube
do is
video.
They do the same thing corporate media
There's
does,
no
which I tried to explain on my radio
it's
show, is what they do is they edit my voice, they take the word nigger, and then they put it with other words that I say and make it sound like it's my voice, and that's what they're doing,
right.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah. Am I correct or not?
Yeah.
Yo, hello?
Yeah, what do you want?
Who this be?
What do you want, nigger?
Listen, dog. This is the third time you call me. Why you blow me up like this, man?
Fuck you, nigger.
Yeah, this is the third time. What you want?
Fuck you, nigger.
Listen,
he
you better stop calling
too.
Me.
That's
I don't like
the hard
you,
That's the YouTube video. That's
I just
want to
know why
video.
You keep calling me. What, you think I'm cute or something? I don't look like
better.
That, dog. If you keep calling me, I'm going to have my homeboys find you.
That's fine. You keep editing my voice and whatnot, and a lot of people of you don't understand. At one time, I was friends with the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. Yes,
you,
I was.
You are part of the KKK.
Yes, I was.
You had the KKK on your show. You said nigger, dude. You hate
no,
black people.
No, I didn't know. That's not when I said
people.
The word.
No.
The Ku Klux Klan is owned and operated by the Federal Reserve right now.
No,
you don't understand. You're just not going to get
kissing,
it. Please.
You were kissing Mandela Khan's ass because you knew someone was exposing
man,
you.
There's a full moon out tonight. I think there's a full moon out tonight.
Look, pal, you don't understand. You just don't get it. But you will. You will through you can. Well, do you know what a motion for discovery is? You're going to need to know that when you're locked up in jail.
Let Joe talk.
You're gonna need to know what a motion for discovery is when you're locked up in prison. So and it's Rule 54, okay? Rule 54 in the state of North Carolina. You just don't understand. You don't get it. Yeah, that's funny. I know it's funny. You guys think it's a joke. You think it's a joke. What you did tonight was is you took over God's Rainbow Ministry show. Yeah, okay. I thought,
yeah, you
I thought hang on. But you see, God's Rainbow Ministries, first they say I love black people because I always allow them on my show, and then I'm a racist.
No,
so you see, they don't make any sense. See, the devil,
the devil doesn't make any sense.
The devil's children are insane.
We got you saying that. Joey, just shut the pole smoker for 5 minutes. Let Ken talk for once. He's the host of the show, not you.
Fuck you and the horse you rode.
Well,
know.
Neither are these trolls. These trolls aren't the host either.
Yeah, okay, well, listen, guys.
You need to get
Joseph
on mute. Try hitting that
button. I just wanted to say that I hope everyone's having a good night, you know. I didn't know there
was
crazy nation.
So no one's going to threaten to kill anybody tonight on the radio show?
I hate Tony Gaga.
Not on my end. I'm not going to threaten to kill anybody.
Tony
I'm not
Gaga.
About that.
Sure
no,
about
nobody's
that?
Going to threaten to kill anybody. No. Okay.
Hey, Ken.
All right.
I think there's a 111 caller.
What?
A 111. Bring him on.
Man, shut the fuck up. I've picked up on everybody that's called in so far.
All right.
Ain't nobody else, motherfucker.
Oh.
Okay. Nobody else has called in. Okay. So. Okay, I've got
I wonder why
Jessica
doesn't call in. Is he scared? Is Jessica scared to call in?
No, I don't think Jessica's scared to call in. Okay.
Jessica is.
I agree with Gibson. Jessica is afraid.
It's not a nodule.
Jessica is afraid to call in, and Jessica's been warned to watch what he says because I'm only doing that because, you know, for certain reasons.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I'm just letting you know. Be careful
Suck
what
my
you say.
Fucking dick, you fucking
well,
ass.
Hey, that's fine.
Stop that. Okay, you're playing a recording instead of when I was talking to Pastor Kent. Now stop playing a recording. Okay? This is enough. Okay?
These are Tony Talk trolls. Tone was on my show back in
2012. Tone Sanchez, baby.
Tone was on my show many years ago, and we got into it about the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Well, I don't feel very godly right now.
Hang on. Let me explain Tony Talk. Tone was on my show back then.
I don't feel very godly right now.
Shut up, Joey.
No, you shut up for a minute, okay?
Oh, shut up.
You shut up for a minute.
You shut me up,
no, listen. I will when
face.
You're arrested. When you're arrested, you'll be standing in front of a judge and we'll see what you have to say.
You
think it's funny.
Okay.
You think it's funny. You just don't understand,
you know,
do you?
They probably have you in the FBI now.
Look,
as a
you
white
know
person.
Who I am. You know who I am. God's Rainbow Ministry knows who I am.
You want to ruin it?
I think
you
Jessica
you
wanna, just.
You want to ruin it?
Hey, Jessica, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here. Dad's here.
Shalom,
hey.
Brother.
My brother.
Hello.
How you doing, about Mike?
Jessica,
speaks in a godly way, unlike
yes, my son.
Joey.
You know what's interesting about Joey? He did make a good point. You know, he's the one that's confused because behind the scenes he's calling people a nigger this, nigger that, right? But then on his show he cuts himself and allows mental patient.